Can you tell? I wonder if you can tell what they are. You can pick out all of them up. This one's really fragile. But besides, these two are like the most fragile. But everything else is like pretty stable.
I remember when you brought your negative space sculptures to the wedding.
Yeah.
Asked someone to hold it. And it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah. George's cousin. If you snap them too, that's totally cool. They're kind of like yours to snap.
I'm not gonna snap them. Honestly, Andrew, I don't know what they are.
That's cool.
But they're organic. They look like something that fell off a tree.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got the idea. Hmm. I saw water dripping off a tree, and I just thought it'd be the idea of taking the dripping water and then like pulling off the tree, but the water retaining the contour of the tree
I see.
Would be like beautiful, but they're tears, so it's like the same thing except they're like cast off my face, so
oh my God.
So they're tears for Sarah is what I call them.
That's sadder than I thought.
I wonder what you thought it was gonna be.
I hope you're not offended by this, but I really just didn't want it to be disgusting.
Oh.
Because I know you made like a molasses project.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like dripping molasses. Represents our relationship. That's the only thing that I thought there was like any kind of expectation. I thought it would be something. I guess this wasn't an expectation. It was the first thing that came into my mind when you sent me the email, and that was that I thought it was going to be something like from the earth. I mean, maybe that's just like an obvious association that I would have with you since we did work together
mm-hmm.
in a garden, but it was like I wasn't consciously thinking like that. It was just the first
mm-hmm.
thought that came to me. I thought they were kind of spermy too. How did you do it?
I made like a cast of my face, like a plaster cast, and then so there's like a plaster version of my face, and then I just drilled holes in it, around the bottom of a closed eye, and I just, I kind of had like a little, like a pool of alginate, which is like...
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did castings of it with it together. And so I just mixed it so thin that it acted more like water and less like a gel. But it eventually, sets up like a gel. So it's just like, you just imagine a plaster face with this like green liquid like dripping out of it until it like slows down and then it stops, And then I had to do some back and forth mold making and casting, but ultimately, if you imagine that with the, like, there's my face with the tear sitting on top, and then I poured rubber over it all, and I pulled that off, you kind of have this bowl shape with this, like, little trough in it where the tear, you know, the negative of the tear, so it's like this as opposed to like that. And then I just filled that in with wax, and then I tried casting it myself at first, but it was too complicated, so I found a jewelry caster who could cast, turn the wax into gold. So.
Oh, it's such a long process. Which is what I thought you were going to say. Which is such a long time to be, like, in the space of thinking about your tears.
Yeah.
Are they all real tears? As in, like associated with an emotion?
Oh, like each one is for one thing?
No. Like, I mean, maybe that's something.
But
no, that's
not
the question. More like, so you have, like, you have tears. And
yeah.
Then you have to do a project where you cast your tears.
Yeah.
Do you have to wait to cry?
No. This is like how I cry. Like I... This is how I cry.
Right.
You know? That's why I wanted to make them. Because I just... I felt like there were so many times when, like, you offered me your tears and there was, like, I, like, didn't offer any back. Or, you know, there's, it was, like, I felt like there was this, and maybe it wasn't, well, no, I kind of felt it before, but, before I got the idea, but the idea that was exciting for me was, like, okay, I can't cry, but this is, like, the only way I can make tears, so I'm gonna, like, do it this way, you know?
Why is this the only way?
I just, like, why can't I cry?
I mean, maybe not generally. I mean, if, I'm sure it goes to that general question, but I mean,
yeah.
Why could you only cry, like, about, I mean, there's a lot of questions embedded in there, but why could you only cry about our relationship by doing this project?
I guess it's not the only way. It was more just about, I guess, it just felt more about, like, an exchange, like a conversation, you know, like you crying is like you saying something, and then me not crying is like some kind of silence. You know, I guess I just wanted to respond to your tears, and I couldn't do that with my own physical tears, so I was just excited that there was another way for me to do it.
So when you had the mask on,
it wasn't on. It was like, it's just like sitting on the table.
What?
It's like a plaster cast.
You don't put it on your face.
No, it's like a plaster object that's, like, strapped to this board that I'm, like, so it's, you know, I don't have one here, but.
So there are no real tears.
This is as real as it gets, yeah. These aren't from my face, but they're, you know, from my body. Just in a different channel. I guess that, I mean, that was exciting to me too. Or that's the same thing, like, it's not just like I can, like, my body has been trained to know how to make this, So, like, my body can't produce this in one way, but it can through this other channel. Because I felt, when we were together, I felt like a lack, you know, I felt a lack. Like there were times when I was really like, why am I not, like, ah! So.
Have you cried about anything else?
Since? Or?
Well, I mean, there is no sense. I mean, well, I'm sure there are moments when you've cried, but like...
Like about anything other than our relationship? I don't understand.
I mean, so, like, every time you want to cry, do you have to do this project?
Oh. No. No, I mean, no, because it's really for you. It's really specific for you,
right.
Because I think it just, for me, I mean, we've barely spoken for like 2.5 years, you know, but I still have feelings or about our relationship, or, you know, we kind of left on this silence, and I guess I can't know how these make you feel, but I felt like there is like more in them that spoke of our relationship than how it ended, or like the last interaction we had or something. I guess maybe just simply like I just felt like there's a lot of beauty between us, and this is like a way of showing that tears aren't only like arrows, you know, they're like a sharing or an embrace too.
And I feel that, and I feel that power, and I also think that like you're sincere, and that this is like a tender gesture. But I mean, this represents something deeply sad. And that's what it makes me feel.
Sad? Like, how sad?
Well, in so many ways. So one, like the reason why I cry in any circumstance is not like performative, and it's not even a gift, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like a gift for you.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling my emotions, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like a conduit of my emotions, it's like a symptom of
yeah.
feeling. And so for me, like I would never wish anybody to feel like they would have to like reveal their emotions in that way, or feel like they didn't give me something because I did that. It's not reciprocal, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be. And so then it makes me sad to think that potentially that's what you thought. But then it also makes me wonder, like, if you were feeling some emotions and thought that it should be associated with crying, and maybe there are other circumstances in your life where those emotions are associated with crying, like why it wouldn't be like in the space of our relationship, And I think you're right that there is like beauty between us. But I guess like this is a pretty good representation of it, but just a sad representation of the sad beauty between us. Like, I don't think there's beauty, and I don't know if there's love. Which to me would be like deep beauty.
Do you feel that from these things?
I think they're like a symbol of that.
You don't feel like there's love between us? I guess not.
I mean, I think I love you. But I don't know if there's love between us.
I think I have like a different understanding of love than when we were together. Or I guess I just like think I misspoke that one time we talked about it. Or maybe we talked about it a lot more than once, but I'm thinking of like one time up like in Northern Berkeley.
Yeah.
I just feel like I didn't know what I was talking about.
Right.
I feel, for whatever reason, that word is, there's something terrifying about that word for me, but that doesn't mean that I don't participate in what it describes.
Yeah.
So I guess when I would like rather like show this to you didn't tell you that I love you, I guess.
Of
it's
course.
Just it's so much it's like indescribably easier for me. So I guess when I say my feelings have changed, I just don't try and have those conversations with people anymore because it's so destructive. Or it felt really destructive between us and
I don't think that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not about the conversation.
Yeah.
It's not about, like, the word.
Well, that's kind of a relief.
What?
Because then me saying or not saying it doesn't... Your feelings don't hinge on whether or not I say it.
No.
So then I don't have to feel anxious about saying it or not saying it.
You don't have to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like so important to me though. I don't know. It didn't feel like a question of that. I had this like experience because I spent a lot of time doubting it as I was making it because it really did take me a long time to make, not just
yeah.
in terms of labor, but just, you know, I got the idea in Oakland and then I moved to New Haven and then But then it took me like 6 months to get a studio. So it was like there's lots of, and then I was working on other stuff. So there's just lots of like time when I wasn't doing it. So, and through that whole time, there was like doubt. And I think sharing the idea with people, I think some like Leon said, it was just like really, it was just, you know, really self-indulgent. He felt like it was really self-indulgent in a,
mm-hmm.
not even like in a negative way, but in just such an explicit way,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And he thought that was interesting, but maybe I wasn't really like aware of that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a big doubt for me because I wanted it to be something that would mean something to you, and if it was I don't really know what self-indulgent means totally, but my fear is if that it would only mean something to me and it would be like this, like I would show them to you like now and you'd be like not feel anything because, or you would just feel reminded of how arrogant you thought I was, or whatever. It would just reinforce some negative feeling you had about me. So I had that kind of doubt, and then at a certain point I got them back from the caster and it was like I couldn't abort them. You know, there's something about making art that when it's just in your head and it's not fully formed, you can like kill it before it's born, and now they're like,
mm-hmm.
they're like free, they're like running around,
mm-hmm.
they can like run around the world.
I understand. I mean, I do think it's self-indulgent.
But how do you define how do you define self-indulgence? Because maybe I just don't know what that means in this context.
Well, I think that's what I was trying to say just a moment ago. Partly. And I mean, I'm holding both, right? I think it's simultaneously self-indulgent, and I think it's like tender and real and beautiful.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, like, the way that you introduced this to me is different than how you're talking about it now. And I prefer how you're talking about it now.
Uh-huh. Oh, when I was talking about the crying? That introduction?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a necessary introduction. there's a lot here.
Yeah.
But I think I want to see this in the way that you see it.
I want to know how you see it. Like, I don't, because I might just, I guess like my basic doubt is that I'm lying to myself.
Right.
In life. So I don't necessarily want you to see it how I see it.
Okay. So I think there's a potential for lying to yourself in this project. I mean, if I can just be real.
Yeah.
And I want to also be empathetic. Even though I think they're beautiful, and the more I talk about it, the more beautiful they become, like, as objects.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to understand why, like, golden casts of, like, a symbol of a tear is more meaningful than, like, the actual tears. And not for me, but for you.
Then this, it's not more meaningful.
Yeah.
It's just one is unavailable. Like, the only time I've cried since I've seen you is I got pretty sick maybe like a month ago, and I was talking to Linnea on the phone about like how I was doing, and I cried then because I guess I wasn't doing well, but it was because my body was like I had given up some, I don't know, I guess when you're, you know, it's like when you fall in and you can't get up, you kind of like release a little bit,
yeah,
and things like that come out. And I guess I'm just always otherwise resistant to that. So a tear will, like, it'll be like, you know, like the water's like rushing through the faucet, you know, and the faucet's like closed tight, but, you know, a little water like squeaks through. It's, you know, it's, that's how I cry. It's like this rushing up, but then like a,
right,
like holding a sneeze back or something.
Right.
So
then I think you should call the project Tears for Andrew. These are not tears for Sarah. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what I mean by self-indulgent. Like, there's the self-indulgent part comes out like when you pretend like this is about someone else, you know, and I'm not saying that's not like the inspiration or like a symbol. I think it's a symbol. But these are tears for Andrew. Like, Andrew needs to have these tears. I don't need these tears.
Yeah. I guess I felt like you needed them. I guess they are for me. But I'd like to think they're for me and for you and for both of us at the same time. I guess. I think I was just afraid of being misunderstood, or the idea of being misunderstood by you was very painful. And maybe it's not so painful now because we're not in contact, but I bet if we, like, you know, saw each other once a week for a month, it would probably become pretty painful again, pretty
probably
quickly. Like, that feeling of being misunderstood. So I guess there was some hope in making this that there would be some, like, just another opportunity for you to understand me. So in a way that's self-indulgent because I want to be understood. I mean, it's probably self-indulgent in other ways too, but
where does that come from?
My desire for you to understand me.
Yeah.
Because I think you're a special person. I think you're an incredible person. I think you're an exceptional person, whatever word you want to use. And I feel like I'm exceptional too. I feel like we're kindred in some way. So it's like this lie, you know, I'm afraid that I lie to myself. I'm afraid that, you know, you can only be as honest with other people as you are with yourself. And that's, I guess I'm afraid of lying to myself. And I feel like I have, for better, you know, maybe it's foolish, but I feel like I have some control over that. But then there's also people that you feel that I feel like I'm kindred with, or that I can, like, open my heart with, and we can understand each other. And if there's misunderstanding, then I feel like I'm either lying to myself or the person's not understanding. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's like I can, like, work on myself and, like, you know, self-introspection, like, am I lying to myself?
Right.
Or I can, like, try again.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do both.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's why it's really important that you misunderstand me, or that you understand me. And I think, I guess part of maybe, like, like, I guess, like, revitalizing myself after our relationship was just accepting that sometimes you just have to let go of needing someone else's understanding.
Yeah.
But I still made this.
I mean, I think that's right, but I think it's not, like, as simple as that, right? It's also beautiful to need someone to understand you.
Yeah.
And that's like, part of relationship building, right? And to have, like, people in your life that understand you, I think, is, like, essential.
Yeah.
So I don't... I think it's both.
I guess what I mean is, if I feel like Sarah doesn't understand me, that doesn't mean my life is forfeit.
Right. That's exactly right.
Which is how I felt.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. Sarah or anyone.
Yeah.
That's codependency.
Yeah.
Like that book that you brought into our bedroom.
I think I don't know if I still have that book. My sister gave it to me.
I know.
It's an AA book. I'm sorry. I brought a lot of things into our bedroom, I guess.
What do I misunderstand?
I don't know. I mean, I have nothing specifically. I mean, I just, if anything, just like how wonderful I think you are and how important the fact that you're alive at the same time that I am, how important that is to me, and just how important our relationship was to me, that it's not just like a piece of paper that I like threw away in the trash, you know? That it's, I guess that our relationship was, I guess, like, I guess I was afraid that our relationship wasn't, that you thought that my kind of conclusion about our relationship was that it was something to be forgotten and, like, undermined. And I guess maybe, like, going through the process of making these was a way of... I guess I could have also just asked you what you thought, but I was afraid that that's what you thought, and that maybe by making these you could see how important it was to me. So. But I kind of just also mean, like, understanding in a deeper way, you know, like, in, like, I see you way, like two animals in the forest kind of way, you know.
Well, that's what I always appreciated about you and about us. And what I tried to, I think that I brought it to another place with you, and that sort of lesson, like, has allowed me to bring it to that place with other people. But my goal always in interacting with people is to go to a deep and meaningful and serious place. But I think, like, what I learned from you and what I learned from the way that we interacted together was how to do that, actually.
Yeah.
Partly how to do it, you know, and then I keep learning how to do it.
Yeah.
But you, for instance, have a knack for asking questions, and even for doing this, where it takes people to a deep place. There's no other place to go. And why would we be alive if we didn't want to like be in that deep place. And I guess by deep place, maybe I mean like a spiritual, beautiful place. And I think like the way that I interpret kindred is like being able to do that together.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, while you're talking, I mean, I was just wondering, like, why you would ever think, like, that I would, like, throw you away like a piece of paper. You know, I don't think I ever conveyed that, nor did I ever think that. And honestly, I don't think that about anybody. And I mean, especially about somebody that I spent, like, you know, what, over a year, like, really intimately with.
Yeah.
I don't even think negative thoughts about you.
I feel like
all of those are fleeting.
Yeah.
That I, of course, I had negative thoughts and like negative reactions to your behaviors or like the way that you interacted with me, but all of those were fleeting. I see you as a full, complex, deep person.
Yeah.
Who's like learning and trying to figure out how to live like a good life.
Do you have any interest in seeing them on my face?
They fit on your face? I guess they would, because...
Yeah, they do, because they're cast off my face.
Okay.
It's really... I mean...
This one.
This one. This is the most fragile one.
It's the most beautiful.
Really?
I mean, I think they're beautiful as a set.
You mean like the... Like, what about it?
I think it's the first one I picked up as well.
Yeah, I was like, don't touch these two, they're the most fragile in them. I was like, awesome, go Sarah.
I guess, like it's beautiful to me as an object and like could represent many things, and I, like for me it's the first one that I like associated with something that fell off a tree.
Yeah.
And then like for that to be like part of the inspiration of your work. But then also a tear. It's just a beautiful object.
Yeah, so yeah, it goes like this. If I put Vaseline on my face, it holds itself.
Have you put all of them on your face?
Mm-hmm.
At once?
That's
not.
It is possible. Well, like maybe it's impossible to put them all on, but that kind of looks like it's a little goth. It's like crying tears. Ah!
I see.
So.
That's quite fragile too, huh?
Yeah, that was the first one I worked on, and I didn't know how thin to.
This is the beginning.
Yeah. How thin to make it. It's the thinnest one.
This is your nose.
Yeah. This is my nose too.
It would be nice if people could handle them. I know that's risky.
Why do you say that?
Because there's an actual physical weight
yeah.
that I think like reflects their weightiness.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some other way to convey their weight.
Yeah.
I mean, presumably that's why they're in gold, partly.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I waited to see them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're pretty awesome. Radical. You're a radical person.
I mean, the description wouldn't have done it justice. Like, I'm actually even concerned about when I describe them to other people. Not like concerned, just like I'm thinking about how I would describe them in a way that conveys like the weightiness and emotion associated with them. What did it feel like at the end? Like, you got them back. Like, does it feel like, or maybe what does it feel like now? I guess like the end is now, maybe. Like showing them to me. Was that was always part of the process?
Yeah. Yeah. Because so often art is just like, you have something that you're inspired to make and you make it, but it's like you just want it to exist in the world. Like there's no one who it's for, you know? There's no one. It's just kind of like a shot in the dark most of the time.
Mm.
So it's just exciting to have something that had, a target, which is like a violent way of putting it. I don't mean it that way. I just mean, like, it had like a arc or a direction embedded in it in a way that I feel like everything else I make doesn't. It's just like, and then it lands somewhere and people will take it or leave it.
Right.
You know?
I think that's beautiful. That most things just spring forth. But also sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Well, and then the context in which it springs forth into can just be so alienating. Like a gallery, you know?
Right.
Or something that it's like feels disconnected from like the life I lead.
Right.
That this is like my friend's room, you know? And there's like a window.
There's a ginkgo.
And I guess that's why, part of why I wanted to do the recording too, is because maybe like you saying that there's a ginkgo will like bring a ginkgo into the room that'll probably end up getting shown in. I want the ginkgo there, but I haven't figured out how to do that yet, you know?
It was there in Oakland, too.
What?
It was there in Oakland, too.
Oh, outside of the window?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hadn't remembered that.
Yeah, thank you for being considerate about the space.
Maybe you'll get to meet Caroline one day.
Caroline, who lives here,
mm-hmm.
in this space. She's an artist too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sarah.
Welcome. Do you want to stop the recording?
Yeah, well, we can just leave.
We'll just leave.
Yeah.
I do have one thing to say. There is something about this, and I mean, it's a similar process that you went through to create it, but I mean, I was first, like, so, like, I think attracted to you, because of, like, the objects that you created and, like, what they represented.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of, like, what's behind, like, I, you know, when I first met you, you were, like, dancing and like, making jokes. And there's, like, a cleverness, but, like, who knew if there was, like, a depth or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the objects, even without you speaking, like, conveyed that depth. And I feel like this brings me back to a similar place. And maybe that is probably the point. Your point. And I do appreciate the time that it took to create these. Because time means that your mind was focused on like whatever sort of like darkness or pain that our relationship brought up. And I think like that's important. And there are some things that I think like I was indelicate about in our relationship that like hopefully now that I've like reflected more and learned like wouldn't be like that. Wouldn't be that indelicate then, and also, you know, like when you're in pain, sometimes, like, well, when I'm in pain, sometimes I say things that are just more like symptoms of my pain as opposed to, like,
yeah,
like if I were in a different type of place, I wouldn't choose to, like, use those words. And so, I feel grateful to have this moment and the time to have it, the time to like to feel and speak and like consider all like the impacts of this project.